Hello and welcome to podcast number 17, I believe. And we're actually sitting at the end of the Mac users group. I'm actually not recording on my computer. I'm recording on Dan Latcher's computer, and I'm about to interview him. He was a little reluctant to start, but we won't give him too much of a hard time. So the first thing that I want to ask him is to introduce himself and tell us what the Mac user group here is all about.
Thanks. It's Locker. Anyway, so it's Dan Locker. The Macintosh users group here in town was founded many a year ago. It's like 20-some years ago. It was one of the first Macintosh users group in town. It was founded when a lot of the Dow people had Mac equipment and needed to get together and talk about stuff, figure it out together, and just form a nice little community. So.
Now, he just did an excellent presentation today at the Mac Users Group, and it was actually about podcasting. That's one of the reasons that I actually showed up today. And he did an excellent job, and he also did something that I wasn't expecting, which was actually record kind of like the night stories that he reads to his little daughter. And I thought that was an excellent idea. I thought that, you know, the execution was just awesome, and he thinks he's gonna fix it, but we'll see what he's gonna do. He's actually gonna post them online. I'm not gonna probably give you a link so that he actually doesn't eat up all of his bandwidth, but you know, that was an excellent thing. So how nervous were you when you were actually doing the presentation?
I'm not really that nervous doing the presentations in front of this group anymore. I'm comfortable with what I'm talking about, and this group isn't too intimidating, but as I was preparing for it last night, I was like, oh, what can I talk about on podcasting besides, you know, the large spectrum of it? So I decided that I'm going to record the books that we read to our daughter each night. That way, you know, if I get hit by the proverbial milk truck or something, she can still hear her daddy reading her books to her, or, you know, the grandchildren some long ways down the road, so.
And you know what? That shows you that, you know, we really haven't even started to think of all the things that technology is going to provide for us. Now, he's a heavy Mac user, and as you all know, I'm a PC programmer, but I'm converting. I think I want to start using Macs, start getting into the development side of the Mac world. So one of the things that I wanted to ask Dan over here is, how has Mac changed your life when it comes to technology?
As far as technology, from the programming side of things, it hasn't changed anything. I'm a software engineer as well, and so I haven't changed what I'm doing in that side of things, because I'm still working down on the Unix level. I haven't started getting into Cocoa development and the higher level applications. But as far as organizing photos, creating websites, publishing, right about the time we were going to start doing all that, we got our Mac, and it's just been very easy for me. I don't use some of the graphical tools, like I was showing off iWeb today. It's kind of limiting for me. A lot of the sites I still do, I still hand code the HTML or the JavaScript right at the low level. But for these podcasts and recording the audio for these books, I'm going to try to, you know, use the Macintosh tools, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, Macs are definitely impressive, and their user interfaces are way superior to anything that you can find in Windows. I think that, first of all, a lot of it is very expensive in Windows to get a good program that can actually perform all the tasks that everything else does. But, and what I've observed in the Mac applications is that they actually work a lot better and easier. And anything comparable that I've actually found is probably in the open source world, or, you know, having to shell out a lot of money, a lot more money, comparing it to Mac software. So, I don't know, maybe I'll start a new campaign trying to get people to switch to Mac from PCs. I'm definitely impressed. Now, we're not going to make this too long today because he's not prepared, and he's one of these people that wants to be prepared and know what I'm going to ask him about. But I do have one last question for him, and this last question is, how do you think that Sun is going to change now that we have a new person at the head of the company?
Yeah, the switch for Jonathan Schwartz being CEO was definitely caught me off guard. I didn't think it was going to be happening this soon. Jonathan has been very involved with the company in leading the software organizations for the last several years. Initially, I don't think there's going to be a lot of changes that we'll see. He's been working side by side with Scott, making direction decisions. So I think for now we're going to stay on the straight and narrow. And I think some of the investors really thought that when Jonathan took over that, you know, he was going to flip the entire company upside down. And we'll see. It still could happen. He's taking the next 90 days that we're into, reviewing every project that's going on in the company down to, you know, the project that's only got 5 people working on it. And he's going to scrutinize and make sure it's worth the son's time and money. So it's definitely going to be worth it. And it's nice to see Scott staying on as chairman of the board and taking over for SunFed. And hopefully we can dive back into more of the federal accounts that we've slipped out of.
All right, guys, this is Loctart closing this podcast. And make sure to post some show notes. And this will definitely be in iTunes, like all the other podcasts lately have been. And I've actually found a very good host, which is Podmatic. They're giving me free space and tons of download bandwidth. So I want to make sure to post all the links to all the things that I found that has made podcasting possible for Loctart.com. And I want to thank my interviewee today for being so gracious and actually letting me do this podcast. So thank you, sir. And, well, you guys have a good day.